哪些人喜欢你们自己的名字？
How many of you do not like your name?
不喜欢你的名字。
How many of you, it doesn't matter, it's okay.
或者你们根本不在意你的名字是什么？
Well, I read a story about a man whose last name was Hogg.
我曾经读过一个故事，有一个人的姓叫 Hogg。
Now, if you're not familiar with this English word, a hog is a great big pig.
如果你知道这个英文单词，它的意思实际上是很大的猪。
It's actually spelled H-O-G, but this is the way he spelled it, was H-O-G-G.
那个猪那个词是 H-O-G。那这个人的姓，他后面多了一个 G。
And it tells us that he had two daughters. He named the one Ima and the other one Ura.
所以这个人有两个女儿，这个故事是这样讲的：一个名字叫艾玛，就是我是一个；那另外一个女儿的名字叫 Ura，你是。
So we have I'm a hog and you're a hog.
所以她的名字叫做我是一个猪，你也是猪。
I'm is on the right and you're is on the left.
艾玛在左边，Ura 是在右边。
Well, the truth of the story is, this is actually half true. The truth of the story is, he had one daughter and he named her Ima.
所以实际上这个故事是里面有一半是真实的，他的女儿是叫艾玛这个名字。
And this is what she really looked like.
那实际上她的样子就是这个形象。
Well, names do have meanings, and they're interesting to look at the name of meanings.
就是名字是有它的意思。
And the Indians, the American Indians, used to name people by their characteristics, something they did or something that they associated them with.
印第安人常常根据一个人的外表的特征，或者他在过去做的某件事情，来给他起一个名字。
So we have names like Dull Knife and Black Kettle and White Bear.
所以他们起的名字有叫钝刀，或者黑水壶，或者是白熊。
And even in the Bible, there were names that had meanings to them.
那在圣经中的一些名字是有意义的。
How many of you know what Peter means?
你知道彼得的意思是什么吗？
That's right, a rock.
岩石。
How many of you know what Barnabas means?
巴拿巴的意思呢？
Son of encouragement, you're very good.
劝慰之子。
Try this one. What does Ichabod mean?
以加伯意思是什么？
It actually means the glory has departed.
荣耀离开。
Look in the Old Testament and read that story to see how that name came about. They actually named the baby this.
所以你们可以看一下旧约里面那个名字，它有一个故事，你们可以看一下它的名字怎么来的。
How many of you know what your name means? Do you know what your name
你们
means?
知道你自己的名字是什么意思吗？
Okay, my name means a crown.
我的名字是花冠，
Who else?
或者是皇冠。
Who else? What does your name mean? Just a couple of volunteers.
你的名字是什么？我们找一两个人来。
By saying Steve, I've already covered three of us, so who else knows the meaning of their name? Yes. Peace and flowers. Nice.
What's your Chinese name? Ping, Lei
That's
Ping,
okay.
Peace.
Chinese name is fine. Somebody else, what does your name mean? Yes.
Endian. 我的名字是 Endian,
Form of
Grace.
an, which means grace or graceful. Okay, thank you. Anybody else?
还
Tell
有
us what
吗？
your name means.
你的名字是什么意思？
Yes.
我儿子的名字。
So Aaron means light bringer. Okay.
Light bringer，中文你自己说一下。
And forest, by the way, means woods. But that's not your Chinese
你
name.
自己的名字，森林，forest。
Well, we used to have a book of names, and we would look at the meaning of names before we would name our children.
所以我们有时候查一下那个起名字的那本书，来给孩子起名字。
And I think sometimes that if people knew the name, what the names mean that they give to the children, they might change the name.
所以有时候如果人了解了那个名字的意思，他可能会要想，改变那个名字。
But sometimes the name itself does not really mean that much to us. It's what that person is or who that person is and what they do that comes to our mind when we hear that name.
所以有时候你想到一个人的名字，你可能想这个什么样的人，或者是他的意思是什么。
For instance, if I hear the name Zhang Peng, I automatically think of my friend in Ann Arbor, a very nice young Chinese man that I met there.
所以如果我想到一个名字叫 Zhang Peng, 那么那个人就是我那个朋友。
And when I hear the name Mark, I think of a kind of a, I guess you might as well say weird kid that was in our youth group when I was in church when I was young.
所以听到 Mark 这个名字，因为就想到一个比较奇特的一个孩子，因为他在那个青年组。
Well, this morning we want to talk about the names of Jesus.
那今天早上我们要讲耶稣的名字。
And as we meditate on his names, we'll find out that many, if not all of his names and his characteristics meet our needs.
那么我们思想一下耶稣的名字，那我们的需求会在他那里得到满足。
We're going to go to the book of Matthew to begin with to look at two names of Jesus, and then we'll go to the book of Isaiah to look at two more.
我们先看一下马太福音耶稣的两个名字，然后再转到这个以赛亚书。
You can turn in your Bibles there if you would like, but we also have it on the screen, so I'd like to have you read this with me.
你可以打开你的圣经，或者就是看屏幕，我们来一起来读这个经节。
Let's read together. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
好，中文我们来一起读。马太福音第一章二十一节，他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
So Jesus would be called Jesus. Whoopee, right?
耶稣的名字就是拯救者。
It means Savior.
他的意思是拯，救世主。
And so it said that he would save his people from their sins.
他会把他的百姓从罪恶中拯救出来。
And so I want us to talk about these words and let's look at save first of all.
所以我们来看一下这些解释的这个词的意思。首先我们来看一下 save 这个词的意思。
And first of all, in Strong's, it means to deliver.
那根据史特朗经文汇编，它的意思是释放。
If you're not familiar with Strong's dictionary, it's a dictionary that takes the Hebrew words and the Greek words and gives the English meaning of them from the Bible.
所以史特朗经文汇编，它是希伯来文、希腊文，把它解释成英文。
So I like to look there first, and I also like to look in the English dictionary, which I always refer to as Webster's, because mine says Webster's dictionary.
所以这个史特朗经文汇编，它主要是有关圣经的一些词语的解释。那么我们也想看一下一般我们常用的字典韦氏英语词典，看看它里面这个意思是什么。
And it says to rescue or preserve from harm or danger, and in theology, to deliver from sin and punishment.
这个在韦氏字典里面，这个 save 的意思呢，就是保护、救护、免受伤害或者是危险。那在神学里面，它的意思是从罪恶和惩罚中得到释放。
So Jesus was coming to save us or to rescue us.
所以耶稣来是为了拯救我们。
And in particular, to rescue us or to save us from sin.
特别是让我们从罪恶中拯救出来。
And sin simply means disobeying God's commands, especially His command to believe in Jesus Christ.
那这个罪的含义就是说违背神的命令，特别是他的命令就是要信耶稣这个命令。
And it tells us in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
那在罗马书第三章二十三节，这样说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
So you know what all means, right?
你知道所有这个词的意思。
Let's say it together. All means all. That's all that all means.
所有就是一切的所有。
That means that every one of us here this morning need a savior because we all have sin, and so we need to be saved from the consequences or the results of that sin.
所以我们都需要救世主，因为我们每个人都犯了罪。
Romans 6:23 tells us that there's a just penalty for sin. Oops, I'm sorry. I forgot to put that scripture.
Oh, no.
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
那在罗马书第六章二十三节，
So it tells us that the penalty, the results of our sin, is that we will face eternal death or eternal separation from God in a place that is commonly referred to as hell.
所以这个罪的结局就是说, 我们与神隔绝, 而且要永远沉沦在地狱中。
But God has a gift for us. It tells us there it's eternal life.
但是神给我们的礼物是, 我们不是灭亡, 乃是得到永生。
And in the verse that was read earlier today, probably the most famous verse in the Bible is John 3:16.
那另外在约翰, 约翰福音第三章第十六节,
which says, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that's Jesus, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
所以约翰福音第三章十六节, 神爱世人, 甚至将他的独生子赐给他们, 叫一切信他的不至灭亡, 反得永生。
And so summary then, when it means that Jesus would save his people from their sins, it simply means that he would rescue and deliver his people from the harm and punishment they faced because of their disobedience to God and especially his command to believe in Jesus.
所以我们总结来说, 就是耶稣我们的救世主, 他要把他的百姓从这个, 伤害或者惩罚中拯救出来, 因为他们就是不听从神, 特别是他的命令是要信耶稣的这个命令, 他的百姓不听从他。
So our greatest need that we have, the forgiveness of sins, is met through Jesus Christ, if we believe in him.
所以我们, 相信主耶稣基督, 那么我们就可以得到拯救。
And whom are we talking about?
那我们现在谈的是谁呢?
Everybody to say Jesus.
大家来说,
Jesus.
Jesus, the 救世主。
The one that the angel told Joseph he would save his people from their sins.
那也就是那一位, 这个天使曾经告诉约瑟夫要来救我们脱离罪恶的那一位。
So if you turn in your hymnals to number 129, we're going to sing about Jesus. We're going to sing Jesus, name above all names.
So 我们现在来唱这个红色诗歌本第129页,129第9首。
We'll sing this through twice.
我们来唱两遍。
Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer. Second name that we're going to talk about Jesus this morning comes from the next two verses in Matthew.
那第二个名字是来自于,
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
马太福音第一章22到23节。 这一切的事成就，是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。So
the second name we're going to look at is Emmanuel, which means God with us.
所以第二个名字，耶稣的名字就是以马内利，神与我们同在。
It says that it would be fulfilled through the prophet, and that goes back to the prophet Isaiah, who said 700 years before Jesus was born that he would be born and be called Emmanuel.
所以这个其实要引述到旧约里面，以赛亚700年前就提到了这个，有一个婴孩要降生。
And just think about that for a minute. God with us.
想一想，神与我们同在。
Up until this point in time, it was always God way out there, way up there, way somewhere else. But now it's God with us.
所以我们以前想神是高高在上，但现在神与我们同在。
Have you ever been separated from somebody for a long time, and what you really wanted was to have them right here with you?
所以你有没有和某人这个分开了很长时间，但现在特别想跟他在一起？
I mean, you could talk on the phone, and you could Skype, and you could, email, but it still wasn't the same until they were right there with you.
所以你可以跟他网上视频聊天、发电子邮件、打电话、发短信，但是跟你跟他同时在一起，这个感觉是不一样的。
And so it tells us that God was actually here with them through Jesus.
所以神是透过耶稣基督与我们同在。
When they touched Jesus, they touched God.
所以让有人来触摸耶稣，他就是在触摸神。When
they talk to Jesus, they talk to God.
当他们和耶稣谈话的时候，他们在和神谈话。And
when Jesus spoke, it was God who spoke.
当耶稣说话的时候，是神在说话。Well,
we know that Jesus went back to heaven, and so he is not physically with us right now.
我们知道耶稣现在是回到在天家，他现在不在地上。
But he told us that when he went back to heaven, and he would send another one like him called the Holy Spirit.
但是在耶稣升天之时，他说他有一个保惠师与我们同在，圣灵与我们同在。And
the Holy Spirit would come and live inside us when we put our faith and trust in God, and so we still have God with us.
所以我们信耶稣，信神，那么有圣灵与我们同在，所以神还是与我们同在。Are
you in a situation where you're afraid? God is with you.
所以你现在是不是很恐惧害怕? 神其实是与你同在的。
Are you facing things that are bigger or extremely difficult? God is with you.
所以你现在在面临一些你难以掌控的事情，非常困难的事情，神与你同在。
Are you facing uncertainty and hard questions about the future? God is with you.
你现在面临不定，不知道未来是什么。
And even when we face death, in Psalms 23, it says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with me.
所以在这个诗篇中，诗篇第23章第4节。 我虽行过死荫的幽谷，我看看这是在什么地方。你的杖，你的竿都安慰我。So
the angel said his name would be called Emmanuel, which means God with us.
所以耶稣的名字也叫以马内利，意思说神与我同在。And
whom are we talking about?
那我们现在说的是谁？
Jesus.
救世主耶稣。The
one that the angel told Joseph would save his people from their sins.
那个天使告诉约瑟夫，那位要把我们从罪恶中拯救出来的那一位。And
then we would like to sing number 117 in your books, Emmanuel.
我们现在来唱117首《以马内利》。
And we'll sing this one through twice as well. It's quite short.
我们来唱两遍，因为这首诗歌很短。
Emmanuel,
Emmanuel, God with us, revealed in us, His name is called Emmanuel.
Now we want to look at the passage in Isaiah that we read for scripture this morning.
那我们现在要来看, 今天早上读的经文, It
says, For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
以赛亚书第9章第6节说, 因有一婴孩为我们而生, 有一子赐给我们, 政权必担在他的肩头上, 他名称为奇妙测试, 全能的神, 永在的父,
so the first thing we want to look at here is Wonderful Counselor.
所以我们看一下另外一个名字, 奇妙测试, 或者叫心理顾问。
Now when we use that word wonderful, we use it in a lot of different sentences and different words.
当我们说到奇妙的时候, 我们在很多情况下, 很多句子里面来用这个词。
We may say, oh, that was a wonderful meal.
我们说,哇,真的很奇妙的一餐晚饭。
Or that was a wonderful song.
很奇妙的一首歌。
Or that's a wonderful car.
很妙的一个车。
Or a wonderful person.
一个很美妙的一个人。
Is that the same thing we mean when we say Jesus is wonderful?
那这个含义跟我们,当我们说耶稣,我们的救世主, 很奇妙。 是一样的吗?
It's pretty easy to trivialize this word like we do with the word awesome and just use it for many things and we lose the real expression of it.
所以我们很容易把 wonderful 奇妙这个词滥用, 所以使它显得很平淡, 很平庸, 就像我们滥用 awesome 这个美妙这个词一样。
And so we look at the dictionary and it says it's a miracle, a marvelous thing, a wonder.
在斯特朗那本书里面,他说的是一个神迹奇事,不可思议的事,或者是奇妙,奇迹。
So when I tell my wife that it was a wonderful meal, I don't really say it's a miracle.
所以当我告诉我的妻子说这顿晚饭非常的奇妙,美好,但并不是说这餐饭特别的 奇迹,神迹,奇妙。
It's something that causes wonder, it's marvelous or it's amazing.
那韦氏字典里面他说的是,令人非常感觉到很奇妙,很惊奇的事情。
So it's kind of like saying, wow.
就好像说, wow.
You don't have a Chinese word for that?
Wow.
Well, you should have one.
We have some, but more complicated.
So I like to summarize it this way. This is my simple summary. Full of wonder and amazement, a supernatural miracle that causes us to wonder and to marvel.
所以我总结就是说, 充满了奇妙,神奇, 一个超自然的这个神迹奇事, 让我们去, 惊叹。
And that's what I think of when it says that Jesus is wonderful.
那我们想耶稣基督是, 奇妙的。
His love is wonderful.
他的爱是奇妙的。
His salvation is wonderful.
他的救恩是奇妙的。
His teaching is wonderful.
他的教导是奇妙的。
He is wonderful.
他本身就是奇妙的。
Have we really lost the wonder of Jesus in our lives?
我们是不是已经, 对耶稣基督的这个很奇妙的，对，在我们身上奇妙的这种功用，我们已经失去了呢？
Have we become so used to him and so accustomed to him that we just take him for granted and he's just something ordinary?
所以我们是不是对他已经熟视无睹，就把他当作很特别的、很一般的事情？
We need to return to that wonder of Jesus in our lives.
我们需要把这个神奇的主耶稣基督放回到我们的生命中。
How many of you are expecting to get a Christmas present on December 25th?
所以多少人会想到3月25号你们会得到一个这个圣诞节的礼物？
What's wrong with the rest of you? Have you been bad all year?
其他人怎么回事都不会得到礼物，是因为你们今年过得很糟糕吗？
Let's think for just a minute. Think about the most wonderful present you could get. Don't worry about cost. Don't worry about time. You got all the time, all the money in the world. What would be the most wonderful Christmas present you could receive this year?
所以你想一想，你今年会得到一个什么最奇妙的一个礼物？不要考虑时间，不要考虑价格、金钱。你想想，你会得到一个什么礼物？
Turn to a person next to you and tell them what that would be.
请你告诉你隔壁旁边的人。那个礼物会是什么？
I think I would like a 6 weeks of work in this vacation.
So my gift will be a trip to China.
Oh. Okay, now let's just pretend for a little bit.
那我们现在来假装一下。
Let's pretend it's Christmas morning and you open up a present and there it is.
那我们想象一下，这个圣诞节的早上，我们打开一个礼物，看看是什么。
What would you say or what would you do?
你会说什么？你会做什么？
Okay, let's just do that, whatever we would do all at the same time, all right?
我们来一起来做我们的反应。
Ready? Wow!
Wow!
Okay. Now let's do something else.
我们再做个别的事情。
I'm going to say to you, can you believe this Christmas present God gave His Son Jesus to us?
我们来说一下，就是你能想象我们神给我们的最大礼物就是主耶稣基督。
And when I say that, I want you to respond because it's better than even the best present that you thought of.
我想要你们对此有反应，因为这个比你们拿到的最好的礼物要更好。
Are you ready?
你们准备好了吗
？Can you believe this wonderful present God gave to us, His Son Jesus? Okay, you're starting to get the wonder of Jesus.
所以你们会得到这个主耶稣基督带给我们的奇妙的事。
Well, the second thing we see about him is that, oh, I was going to have you say that with me. Why don't we just say that? He is wonderful. Let's say it together.
He is wonderful. 他很奇妙，他是很奇妙。
Okay, then the second thing we want to look at here is.It's not just any wonderful, he's a wonderful counselor.
那另外一个他是说他是一个wonderful counselor, 奇妙测试或者说奇妙的心理顾问。
And so when you talk about a wonderful counselor, we're talking about that he gives us advice and he gives us, well, I will put the, let's go back a minute. I lost my place in my notes. It's here somewhere. The dog ate it. Here it is. Okay, I want to talk about our first impressions when we think of a counselor.
当我们想到counselor 这个词的时候呢，我们的第一印象是什么？
This is what I think of, somebody going to a psychiatrist.
所以有个人去看精神病医师。
And the caption says, no need to feel embarrassed. The whole world has gone insane.
那个下面的解释是说，没有必要感到很尴尬，因为整个世界都疯了。
And what the summary of counsel really is to advise, to give counsel to, or to guide.
所以这个 counselor 这个词在这个史特朗经文汇编中是说，给予指导、忠告、咨询。
If you want to find out what Jesus' counsel is and his advice is, we can read all of his teachings in the Gospels. There is a lot of wisdom and a lot of advice.
所以当我们要了解到耶稣基督是一个什么样的这个测试或者是这个心理顾问，我们可以看看他在圣经中的给我们的这个忠告是什么。
For example, he says, love one another.
比如说，他告诉我们彼此相爱。
Says forgive one another.
彼此饶恕。
Says give to the poor.
把财宝分给穷人。
You see, the problem isn't so much that we don't understand, what Jesus said. There are other problems that we have with what Jesus said.
这个问题不是说我们听不懂啊，主耶稣基督对我们说的是什么，而是我们有些其他的问题。
The truth of the matter is that sometimes we don't like it and we don't want to do it.
所以常常是我们。不喜欢，不想听，也不按照他所说的去做。
You know, since I've been a pastor, I've had a number of people come to me for counsel.
因为我是一个牧师，所以有一些人会来找我这个咨询。
No, I don't have a couch for people to lay on, if you're wondering.
但是我没有一个沙发，你们不可能躺在沙发上来得到我的咨询心理。
But I found out that sometimes people come to me and they really don't want counsel or advice. Do you know what they want?
其实有时候我觉得有人来找我咨询，其实他们并不是想从我这里得到什么忠告。
They want somebody to agree with them.
他想要找人来同意他们的观点和意见。
For instance, a wife will come to me and say, I have a problem with my husband.
所以我的妻子会来说有一个妻子说，我和我的先生有些问题。
Well, she really wants me to tell her husband what she wants to tell him.
所以实际上她要我，要我告诉她的先生，这位妻子想让这个丈夫做的事情。
So if I agree with them, they are happy. But if I don't, then they go away and I never see them again.
所以如果我同意他们呢，他们就感到很高兴；如果我不同意他们所说的呢，他们就走掉了，再也不来见我。
But there's another problem we have with Jesus' advice.
但是对于耶稣基督的这个忠告，教导，我们还有其他一个问题。
Sometimes it's very hard to follow.
有的时候就是很难去按照他所说的去做。
It can seem impossible.
好像是我们做不出来。
It's like the question that Forrest asked last Sunday about how can we love our enemies? How can we do good to those who hate us?
就像上一周英达提出来的问题，我们很难爱我们爱一个不可爱的人。
The truth of the matter is these things are impossible on our own, but that's why we have the Holy Spirit to help us.
所以这个确实，事实如此，靠我们自己我们做不出来，我们需要圣灵的帮助。
But Jesus' counsel should be the final say in the Christian's life.
那在基督徒的生活中。主耶稣基督对我们的忠告，那么在我们的生活中应该是绝对的权威，说一不二。
Sometimes we can read a book or watch a program on TV and get this advice, and we think it sounds really good.
有时候我们读一本书或者看一个电视，觉得好像这些忠告、劝告、指导，听起来不错。
But then when we take it and we compare it to Jesus' advice, we see that they do not agree.
所以，但是我们来翻开圣经。来看看这些指导忠告是不是跟圣经是吻合的，但实际上他们是有冲突的。
So if you want the right decision, go with Jesus' advice. Don't go with what's popular or what a book says or a TV program says.
所以如果你想得到最好的忠告，那就去要找耶稣基督，看他是怎么说的，不要去看那个书啊或者电视的忠告。
So are you confused about what you should do in a situation in your life?
所以你在你的生活中你知道如何去拒绝一些事情。
Do you need a really, really good counselor?
你需要一个真正好的这个测试或者是心理顾问吗？
Have you gotten some really bad advice and you just simply need to go back to Jesus' teachings?
你是不是得到了一个很糟糕的一些指教，那需要回到神的话语中？
tells us that one of Jesus' names would be Wonderful Counselor because he is just that.
所以我们来说主耶稣基督他的名字也叫奇妙测试他就是那样的。
And whom are we talking about?
我们在谈论谁呢?
Jesus, the one that the angel told Joseph would save us from our sins.
耶稣基督就是主也就是天使曾经告诉耶瑟夫那一位要拯救我们脱离罪恶的那一位。
Say it with me.
跟我一起说。
He is our wonderful counselor.
他是奇妙测试。奇妙测试。
Turn to number 110 and let's sing His name is wonderful.
我们来唱第110首。他名称为奇妙。
His name is wonderful, His name is wonderful, His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful.Jesus, my Lord, He's the great shepherd, the rock of all ages. Almighty God is He. Bow down before Him, love and adore Him. His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord.
A lot of beautiful songs about the name of Jesus, don't we?
这是很奇妙的一个歌曲，关于耶稣基督。
And the last name that we want to look at goes back to Isaiah.
那最后一个名字我们在这里要讨论的是又回到这个以赛亚书。
He called the Prince of Peace.
他被称为和平的君。
Now, I don't know who you think of when you hear the word prince, but in the Western world, we automatically think of Prince William.
我不知道你听到这个 prince 这个词，王子的时候，你会想到什么？但在西方社会，一提到王子这个词，我们就会想到威廉王子，英国的威廉王子。
So that's what I think of when I think of Prince, and when I think of peace, I think back to the 60s and the hippie days.
那我们想到这个，对和平这个词，那回到这个60年代，嬉皮士。
Yes, I was in high school at the time, and you'd often say, peace, brother.
我那时候在高中，我们常常说，弟兄，平安 peace.
The problem was there was no peace. We were in a horrible war with Vietnam and people were being killed and all kinds of stuff was happening.
但其实那个时候我们正是在进行这个很恐怖的越南战争之中没有什么和平可言。
So I had kind of a weird sense of humor. I thought, well, if we have a Prince of Peace, let's put these together.
所以我们就是非常的想幽默把这两个威廉王子和这个嬉皮士合成一个和平的王子。
But that's not the way we want to go. We can have fun for just a little bit, but we want to talk about what prince means.
但是我们想再很严肃的再谈一下这个王子的意思。
And we already know, so we won't take too much time in this, but Strong says a head person of any class, captain, keeper, lord.
那史特朗那本书里面说的是这个prince 就是任何阶层的一个领军人物，船长、管家、君主。
And then Webster says a monarch, a preeminent person in any class or group.
那个在韦氏字典里面，他说的是君主，或者是任何阶层和集团的杰出人物。
So he's a head person, and in particular, head person of peace.
所以应该是和平的领军人物。
And that, of course, Strong says is safe or rest or figuratively to mean well and happy.
那 peace 这个词呢，在这个史特朗那本书里面是指安全、安息、休息，或者是呢说很好、很高兴。
And Webster says freedom from war and civil strife, an undisturbed state of mind, calm, tranquility.
那在韦氏字典里面，他的解释是说免于战争或者是内斗，这个免于异议或者是争吵，这个啊。宁静，安静， so, 平静，宁静。
And so if we've accepted Jesus Christ, Jesus is the peace in our lives.
所以我们如果接受了主耶稣基督为我们的救主，那他在我们的生命中就是这个带来平，带来和平，平安。
Romans 5:1 tells us that through Jesus we have peace with God.
在罗马书。五章一节中说到我们与神相合，透过耶稣基督我们与神相合。
You may not realize it, but if you are not a Christian this morning, you are actually in a struggle with God.
所以你可能没有意识到，如果你不是基督徒，那你现在可能就觉得有些挣扎。
And when you accept Jesus Christ, the struggle is done, and then we have peace between us and God.
所以如果我们接受了主耶稣基督为我们的救主，那我们就有了平安。
And then as Christians, we should also have, we can have the peace of God.
那我们是基督徒以后呢，透过主耶稣基督，我们有神所赐的平安。
Meaning that as we go through difficult times in our life and trials and all, even though it's very difficult inside of us, we can still have peace.
那它的意味就是说。当我们在生活中有困难，有风浪的时候，那我们的内心是有平安的，因为神与我们同在。
Now, someone is probably thinking that, what about the verses where Jesus said that he didn't come to bring peace, but instead he came to bring a sword?
但有人会说，在圣经中也提到了，这个耶稣来到这个世界上。不是叫地上太平，乃是叫地上动刀兵。你怎么解释那个经文呢？
You can read about that in Matthew chapter 10, but you have to look at the context of the passage to understand what Jesus was saying.
那是在马太福音中，但是我们需要看这个经文的上下文来真正的理解它。
Because he said a man would be against his father, a daughter against her mother, and so on, between family relations, there would be problems.
所以在那些经文里说，他来是为叫人与父亲生疏，女儿与母亲生疏，媳妇与婆婆生疏。人的仇敌就是自己家里的人。
And what he was talking about is that when there are people in the family who are Christians and who are not Christians, there will often be conflict because they have different guidelines that they go by.
所以实际上他那里讲的是说，在一个家里有些。人是基督徒，有些人不是基督徒，所以他们之间就有些挣扎，因为在他们的生活中的这个指导的这个原则是不一样的，有冲突的。
In fact, in some countries today, in some religions, if you become a Christian, they will kill you.
所以在有些国家，如果你是成为基督徒的话，你会被杀害。
And in other countries, they will disown you.
那其他的国家，他们可能会把你赶出国门。
So what Jesus was talking about in Isaiah, or what Isaiah was talking about Jesus and Isaiah, the Prince of Peace, he means that we would have peace with God, and then we'd have the peace of God in our lives.
所以他那里说的是说，让我们要与神相合，而且呢，在我们的生命中，有神与我们同在，我们就有平安在心里。
So what kind of peace do you need this Christmas?
那今年这个圣诞节，你需要什么样的平安呢？
Have you made peace with God, or are you still struggling with Him?
你已经与耶稣基督相合，还是仍然在挣扎呢？
Have you made peace with God, but you don't have the peace of God in your life?
你是不是已经与耶稣基督相合，但是呢，你在生命中没有神所赐的平安呢？
If that's the case, then you need to look at some verses and see how you can have that peace of God.
如果情况是这样的话呢，你需要来看一些圣经里面的经节，来看看怎么样得到神所赐的平安。
Rich Mullins in his song, Hold Me Jesus, kind of expresses what it's like needing Jesus' peace.
理查·穆林斯写的一首诗歌, 耶稣抱我, 那么这里描述了这个平安。
Well, sometimes my life just don't make sense at all when the mountains look so big and my faith seems so small.
他说, 哎, 有的时候我的生活没有一点意义, 当山看得这么高大, 这么大, 而我的信心又这么小。
And he says, so hold me, Jesus, because I'm shaking like a leaf. You have been my King of glory. Won't you be my Prince of Peace?
所以我求耶稣抱我, 因为我就像一片摇摇欲坠的树叶, 你是我的荣耀王, 你难道不是我的和平之君吗?
And the answer is yes, he will be your Prince of Peace. The question really is, will you allow him to be?
那答案是说是的, 他可以成为你的和平的君, 但是问题是, 你愿意接受他为你的和平之君吗?
So it's a very busy time of year, and maybe you need to find rest and quietness and peace in Jesus.
在过去的一年中, 我们都非常的繁忙, 那我们需要在主里面找到平安。
Take time to reflect on him and how wonderful he is.
所以花些时间来思想我们的主, 看看他是多么的奇妙。
Ask him for peace when you feel turmoil.
当你感到不安或者是大祸临头的时候, 向主求平安。
And the Prince of Peace will help you.
那和平之君会帮助你。
And whom are we talking about?
我们在谈谁呢?
Jesus.
救世主。
The one that the angel told Joseph would save us from our sins.
那位, 天使曾经告诉约瑟夫, 那位要救我们脱离罪恶的那位。
So let's do a quick review of these four names, and I want you to say them with me.
我们再来回忆一下我们刚才讲过的那些名字。 你们跟我一起说。
He is our Savior.
He's our Savior.
I didn't give you a chance. Let's try that one more time. Are you ready?
He is our Savior.
他是我们的救世主。
He is with us.
神与我们同在。
He is our wonderful Counselor.
他是奇妙测试。
He is our Prince of Peace.
他是和平的君。
So which of these do you really need this time of year?
所以今年现在这个时候, 在你的生活中需要什么呢?
If you put your faith and trust in Jesus and ask him to save you from your sins?
因为相信耶稣基督做你的生命的救主, 脱离罪恶。
That's the first step.
那是第一步。
You really cannot have the others until you take that first step.
没有走这一步, 你其他什么都不能做。
And if you have accepted Christ, have you lost the wonder of Jesus?
如果你迈出了这一步, 那你是否已经丧失了主耶稣, 在你生命中的奇妙作为呢?
Are you facing challenges and decisions and you need him as your wonderful counselor?
你是否面临决策, 你需要他作为你的这个测试, 谋士, 或者是心理咨询呢?
Have you made peace with God?
你有没有和, 和神相合呢?
Do you have the peace of God?
你有神所赐的平安吗?
Well, we could go on and on about the names of Jesus.
我们可以, 不停地讲那个主耶稣基督的名字。
There are two other names right here in Isaiah we don't have time to discuss, Mighty God and Everlasting Father.
那还有其他两个名字我们在这里没有时间说了, 一个是全能的神, 一个是永在的父。
And if we ever talk about the Trinity, we'll be sure and talk about those verses.
如果我们要讲三位一体的话呢, 我们必须回到那些经文中。
So I challenge you to meditate on these names and be thankful for Jesus.
所以我要向你们挑战, 让你们默想这些, 耶稣基督的他的名字的含义。
And as our worship leaders come, would you turn to number 112 and sing again, Blessed be the name of the Lord.
那结束前我们再唱一首诗歌, 第112首, 同心颂扬主圣名。
All up, stand up.
Praise
Sorry, 我们再来一遍。同心，预备起。
同心颂扬主的圣名。He is worthy of all praise and adore. So we lift up holy hands in one accord. Sing blessed to the name. Blessed be the name.
请坐，大家。Please be seated。感谢神与我们同在，不管我们在哪里，神都与我们同在。
Thanks the Lord being with us all the time, no matter where we are。
感谢主耶稣，他也把他的平安赐给我们。
Thanks Lord to giving us the peace。
愿荣耀颂赞永远归于我们的主，我们的神，我们的王。
May all glory to our Lord and our mighty God.
好，我们欢迎今天
主导。
好，那我们
Let's bow together in prayer. God, we're grateful today for Jesus. We thank you for this special time of year to celebrate his birth and remember his coming to give up all that he had to come and to live among us, to be God with us, and also to give himself as a sacrifice so that we can be forgiven of our sins. And I just pray today that if there's one here who needs to put their faith and trust in you, they would come to faith today in you. We pray for all of us who have that he would be our wonderful counselor. May we never lose the wonder of Jesus, and may we always go to him for counsel.And I pray, Father, that you'd also just be our Prince of Peace in whatever we're facing. I pray that you might just help us to be truly grateful for Jesus and as we are, that our lives would be changed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now it's our welcome announcement time.
请第一次来到我们当中的朋友们，在我左手边，请你站起来介绍你自己一下。
We'd like to take this opportunity to welcome those who are here with us for the first time now.